Hello and welcome to D History, a brand new podcast for all you Disney fans out there. Our aim is to give you information on all your favourite factors of Disney each week, bringing you a whole show on something different. Our first show, beginning this week of March the 5th, 2007, will be based on everyone's favourite underwater adventure, The Little Mermaid. The Little Mermaid, Disney's 28th animated feature film, came to the screen on November 15th, 1989. The film is based upon the Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale, The Little Mermaid, where a mermaid princess, Ariel, makes a bargain with Ursula, the sea hag, in order to meet a human prince on land. The film grossed over $111 million in the US, an additional $99 million worldwide, and is given credit for breathing life back into the animated feature film genre after a string of critical and commercial failures. An upcoming stage adaptation of the film is planned with additional songs and is to open on Broadway later on this year. The Little Mermaid is an important film in animation history for many reasons. It marked a return to the musical format that made Disney films popular from the 1930s to the 1970s, after a test run with Oliver and Company the year before. It featured seven original songs by composer Alan Menken and lyricist Howard Ashman, who also served as the film's producer. It had the most special effects for a Disney animated feature since Fantasia was released 49 years earlier. Effects animation supervisor Mark Dindal estimated that over a million bubbles were drawn for this film, in addition to the use of other processes such as airbrushing, backlighting, superimposition, and some flat-shaded computer animation. The Little Mermaid was a box office success and grossed over $200 million worldwide. This film marked the first use of caps in a Disney feature, seen in the movie's final scene. Caps is a digital ink and paint animation production system that colours the animator's drawings digitally as opposed to the traditional animation method of tracing ink and paint onto cells. All subsequent 2D animated Disney features have used caps instead of ink and paint, with Home on the Range being the last one. This film signalled a renaissance in Disney animation, with such financial success that Disney's feature animation department began significant expansion from about 300 artists in 1988, the year before The Little Mermaid was released, to 2,400 by 1999. In fact, The Little Mermaid was Disney's first significant animated success since The Rescuers in 1977. The 16-year-old Ariel has the dubious honour of being the first Disney princess designed and animated in a way that shows off the lines of her cleavage. The soundtrack was a success, reaching sales of triple platinum, something unheard of for animated soundtracks. Part of this was due to the fact of the songs featured on the soundtrack, such as Part of Your World, Under the Sea, and Kiss the Girl. The movie was nominated for many awards, including two wins at the Academy Awards for Best Original Score and Best Original Song for Under the Sea. It also won two Golden Globes and one Grammy Award for Under the Sea being chosen as Best Song. Taking over $40 million in video rentals just in the USA, Disney released an animated series version of this movie titled The Little Mermaid, premiering in late 1992. Also, a direct-to-video sequel called The Little Mermaid 2, Return to the Sea, was released on September 19, 2000. A second direct-to-video sequel called The Little Mermaid 3 is in development for a 2007 release. It was originally scheduled for 2008, but when John Lasseter took over Disney Animation, more resources were spent on completing the sequel for a quicker release. In July 2006, Disney announced that work was wrapping up on Cinderella 3 and continuing on The Little Mermaid 3. A trailer and musical number from the third movie are attached to the DVD re-release for the original film, which also included a plan for a Little Mermaid ride at Disneyland in California. The prospect of such a ride excited many fans, although the difficult work needed to create the ride is thought to be the reason behind the ride not going ahead. Now for some things that people don't realise about The Little Mermaid. Ariel became the first Disney heroine to struggle with parental authority as she tries to deal with her own personal desires and destiny. Disney had considered making an animated version of The Little Mermaid in the 1930s, and Danish illustrator Kay Nielsen created concept art for it. This art was retrieved from the archives and used in the planning of the final film. Also, Ursula's octopus tentacles were reduced to 6 appendages so that their snake-like withering could be animated clearly. That just about wraps up the show for this week, but each week we are planning on asking 3 trivia questions at the end of our show, and we are hoping you guys listening will email us the answers. Some of the questions we will have covered in our show, but others will be for the diehard Disney fans. So if you think you know the answer to any of the questions, email them to us at disney.history@yahoo.com. During our next show, we will read your answers out on air if you get them correct. So our first question is, how many Academy Awards did The Little Mermaid win? Yes, that's right. How many Academy Awards did the movie win? Our second question for this week is, what song does Ariel sing while she's in her secret cabin? What song does Ariel sing while she's in her secret cabin? And our final question of the week is, how many daughters did King Triton have? Again, that's how many daughters did King Triton have? So if you think you know the answers to those questions, don't hesitate to email them to disney.history@yahoo.com. Include your name and location and we'll make sure we give you a yell out on our next show. So I'd like to thank you for listening to our first ever show. If you have any feedback, questions or suggestions on the themes we should undertake for upcoming shows, drop us a line at disney.history@yahoo.com. Again, that's disney.history@yahoo.com. Until next week, keep living the magic.